Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We've got a lot to do today, this Reaction Monday, and we will get your reaction to the big news from last night. LeBron James will be a Los Angeles Laker, is a Los Angeles Laker, four-year, $153 million contract. Tell you what else the Lakers are have done and will do, and we're not a huge NBA show here, but that's big news, and we'll talk about that a little bit. World Cup today with Brazil and Mexico, big one today. Belgium and Japan. We can go over the upsets from the weekend, including Spain getting upset by Russia, and go over the rest of the knockout round. College some baseball, Major League Baseball, Braves in great shape. After the weekend, 3-game lead over Philly, 6-game lead over Washington. Where's Washington headed right now? Yankees beat the Red Sox 2-3, including 11-1 last night, which they hit 6 home runs yesterday for the Yankees. And I believe all 6 of those were against David Price. There was a lot of golf over the weekend. It's kind of a golf weekend with David Thomas winning the U.S. Senior Open, with Sung Hung Park winning the playoff at the LPGA's KPMG, that is the third major of the year for the ladies. And then Francisco Molinari running away with the Quicken Loans up in our nation's capital on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods finishing and are having a good, I thought it was a good tournament for Tiger. A nice finish for him, in which he at times was in contention, but against not a great field. I thought he showed some more signs. There were some more of those moments. Not all great moments, but there were some moments in there. And Tiger now climbing up the official world rankings after a fourth place finish yesterday. Shot a 66 yesterday. And so he was in it a little bit there. NASCAR yesterday, Kyle Busch wins at Chicago. And Wimbledon starts today, so we can get into that a little bit. And also just a lot of college football talk. Obviously, it's a time of years where I always try to hold off to July. Well, you know what? It's July. So let's go ahead and talk a lot about that coming up. Looking forward to it. Now, just a scheduling note. First and foremost, we're off on Wednesday for July 4th. I hope you're off too, and I hope you have a good, good happy 4th. This is Zach's last week for his vacation. He's going across the pond, so we'll certainly miss him coming up right around the corner and get with John and Lee or whoever else is going to be with us. So that's pretty cool. And then today, I've got to leave early today. I'm going to do the first 2.5 hours. So the last 30 minutes, Kelly Gramlich will be with Zach and on her birthday. So we will welcome her in and sing the birthday girl song to her and have a great time with that. So that should be pretty cool. Looking forward to that. I've got a little golf tournament I've got to play in today, so need to head on down the road a little bit, about 8:30. So looking forward to that. I hope you had a great weekend. I spent the weekend in Atlanta. I'll tell you about that coming up in a second. And awfully glad to be back in the upstate of South Carolina rather than living in Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll talk about that. But mainly today, the LeBron James news. What does it mean to the NBA? What does it mean? My initial responses are, it looks weird to see him in the photoshopped Los Angeles Lakers jersey. It doesn't look right to me, but that's okay. B, one of the things that we find out since the signing is that his arch nemesis will be joining the Los Angeles Lakers as well. Lance Stephenson, who, remember, really been an antagonist to LeBron James. He's going to be a Laker. That's kind of weird. And then rest. Well, what does it mean to the rest of free agency? What does it mean to the Kawhi Leonard trade and who else going, you know, across the rest of the NBA? I don't know. It's kind of weird, too. The big winner, I thought, obviously L.A., obviously LeBron with $153 million, but I thought Magic Johnson came out smelling like a rose in this one. The Lakers down. Unlike other players, former great players that hadn't been great executives, Larry Bird was not a great executive. Michael Jordan is or was or hasn't been a great executive. But in Magic, I'm not sure, has done a lot of great things so far. But Magic pulls ahead as far as that legacy, you know, in his role and what he means to the future of the Lakers. That was a pretty cool deal for Magic throughout that. All right, we bring in the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart. And the guy that's just counting down the clock, I understand, man. Just going to ride it on out this week, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Warren Mickey, how we doing?
I'm good, friend. I'm good. How you doing?
Happy to be here. Nice little Monday morning show. July the 2nd, you said.
Yeah.
Crazy how that happens, huh?
July is here. And then that means August. And then that means football. So, you know, one thing that drives me crazy.
What's that?
Is that people say, well, and I've heard, and look, I don't blame you for saying this, but man, we're just 3 weeks away from Dabo Swinney's golf tournament. So that means football season's here. No, it's not. That's the worst to me, is when you get closed practices and you get quotes from Dabo about, you know what, boy, the offensive line played better today, but well, I'm so disappointed in the secondary, because you really want it. And like, we get to go up for 15 minutes at a time or 30 minutes at a time for a couple days. But that's the longest time to me. That's like the, you know, as your kid waiting for Christmas, mm-hmm. and that last week or so where you go shopping with your mom every single day. You're like, well, just like, when's it going to get here, man? So because you go play in a golf tournament, because we have the ACC media days and guys go, you know, we worked really hard in the summertime and this is the most senior leadership we've had and this is going to be a different team this year. That's not football season.
You know, Tim Bure kicked us out after 15 minutes at practices.
Yeah.
Maybe the new guy is a 20-minute kind of guy. Who am I to say?
Maybe he's a three-hour guy.
Maybe he's a three-hour guy.
Yeah. Maybe we love this new guy.
Who am I to say?
Yeah. But, you know, hey, are you – look, don't get me wrong. I get excited because they're practicing. But the quotes that – I'm going to tell you right now what they're going to say. You know, well, you know, no starter quarterback yet. Kelly's still our guy, but Trevor's pushing, and I thought the receivers caught the ball well today. I really like the effort of the team. Yeah, you know, I can tell you all that right now. What are they going to say right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's not football season. Football season is about results. I don't know. I just get so – it's frustrating me. I've seen it all so many times. Like, what? It's the same thing.
Well, from a station point of view, it starts to pick up at Davos Golf Tournament. Obviously, we have something new to talk about, and that's probably the most important thing, right?
That's true.
You have a lot of, I don't want to say recycled content, but you have a lot of things that have been talked about a lot between his golf tournament and the end of the season here.
Do you think that we've talked a lot about it so far? I don't think we have. I think we've done a good job of kind of holding off a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no, but, you know, these next couple of weeks here, it's going to be...
Bananas.
Bananas, so...
It's going to be Trevor Lawrence bananas.
Yeah, it's bananas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm surprised to see you here this morning. I thought you'd be down the shore today.
Nope.
I thought we had talked about that.
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
You were in the chair this morning. I was excited to see it.
Yeah. You love seeing me in person.
You were in Atlanta this weekend.
Yes.
How was that?
Well, let me back up on the first part. We'll broadcast from Edisto on tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. I'll leave later today. Broadcast there tomorrow morning. Wednesday we're off. Broadcast that Thursday. I'll come back Thursday afternoon. So that's not too bad. Now, Atlanta is big. It's massive. It's traffic. We left Friday around 1-ish. Mm. Thinking, you know what? You get down at 3, you beat some traffic. Mm-mm. The problem with Atlanta is that Atlanta now starts at Commerce. You know what I mean? For 85, why it's still just 4 lanes? It's 2 lanes on each side. Right there, man. You got to do something because it's way too much traffic for 2 lanes on each side.
Well, you're going down a Friday, and you're probably catching people leaving.
At 1 in the afternoon?
Yeah, but it's going into... They're probably taking the weekend before July 4th, doing a little celebration there. You had a bit of a perfect storm,
I guess. So we get into Atlanta and that dead stop still, stand still. And we go, it's one of Meredith's best friend's birthdays. And they live in Buckhead. You know, Buckhead's is nice. I still, you know, like my head's always on a swivel. We go to Buckhead Theater and watch. It's a pretty cool idea right here, Zach. About once a month, they call it Collective Atlanta, where some of their best bands or some of the local bands there,
yep,
they do a thing where they... where they take an album and they, you know, like 10 or 12 different bands do one song each. So this was Tom Petty's Wildflower. And so it's pretty cool. And you come and do didn't know the album, you know, sucked for part of it. But anyway, that's a pretty cool idea. So we did that. And then I played golf Saturday morning down in Atlanta. And then we, you know, had a good time. That was nice. Nice to be home, though, man. I tell you get to a big city like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one for you. We get in the concert, right? And they said, what do you want? I'll take a Yingling. Right, how about you? I'll take a Yingling. And one of the girls wanted a wine. So we got two Yinglings and a little red wine, right? Yep. $25.
Mm.
I'm like, what?
Mm.
What? $25? So, I don't like it. You can keep all that stuff. I'm glad to be home, dude. Text message extraordinaire says Atlanta sucks. I agree with that. Braves were out of town this weekend. But the Braves are playing great. And they got a 16 lead over Washington, 3 over Philadelphia. Washington is not playing very well, obviously. I'm going to talk some baseball with you here in a second. But I got to know.
We're going to talk about it in the second segment a little bit.
Oh, man.
Can you get Yankees-Braves next 3 days here?
Yeah, up in the Bronx.
We are required... by law, I imagine.
I think.
To talk about the Yankees here and right, kind of update and preview this series a little bit for our friends in the South that may happen to be Braves fans.
And you know what? For the first time in a while, mm-hmm, it's going to be fun to talk about the Braves.
Sure.
And
sure. Yankees. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Maybe a little Tiger Woods as well.
Yeah. Just for you Braves fans, just to put you back in your place a little bit. 7-6. The Yankees would be 6.5 games up on the Braves. Mm. So just to kind of put you there a little bit. What'd you do this weekend, buddy?
This weekend was just full of fun stuff.
Tell me.
A lot of laundry. Did a ton of laundry. Yeah. It was a great time.
That's fun, man.
Yeah,
I loved doing laundry, man.
We watched the World Cup. Enjoyed those games. The France game was unbelievable. Yesterday's games, 2 shootouts were fun to watch towards the ends there, and we had a good time.
You have to do shootouts. How long is the overtime periods?
So the World Cup format is obviously 90 minutes for regular time, mm-hmm, and then it goes to extra time, and it's 2 15-minute periods. It's not a sudden death kind of thing. You can score multiple times.
I call it golden goal. That's what I call it.
That's not in play anymore. And after that, if it's still tied, you go to penalties. And it's best of 5.
It's the most exciting. As I told you before, a penalty kick's the most exciting play in soccer.
Yeah.
I want them after every goal. You don't want them.
No.
You say, no, that's too much excitement for me. I don't want to be too excited. It's to be too high scoring. I don't like all the excitement of the goals.
Yep.
But you liked the shootouts yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the world stage. It's the biggest stage. It's exciting, and it was fun to watch.
Some upsets,
no,
huh?
No doubt about it.
Some upsets.
Yes, those stinking Russians knock the Spanish out of the World Cup, the host country, moving on to the semifinals, or the quarterfinals, excuse me, and just going bananas in Moscow last night.
You know,
a lot of fun to watch.
I told you Spain was going to win the whole thing.
Did you?
Oh, remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's not happening now. So
they were stubborn in their attack yesterday, stubborn in the way they set up,
yeah,
and it was just All the credit to Russia, though. They parked the bus, waited for their opportunity, and took it.
How about the France and Argentina game?
France was so much fun to watch in that game. They have a kid who's 19 years old, Mbappe. Little guy is on loan at PSG this year, and he's going back to his home club in Monaco. He is going to be a very wealthy man after the summer. He had 2 goals in that game. Just an unbelievable pace, if you will, to that game. They were running up and down the field. It was exciting to watch. I think there was 6 goals overall. You couldn't ask for more from that game.
They'll beat Uruguay, right?
And if they play like they did on Friday or Saturday, yes, they'll beat Uruguay.
Hard to believe that Russia and Croatia, one of those is going to be in the semis.
One of those. I told you about Croatia. I was completely wrong about Russia, apparently. So we'll see what happens.
You told me they're hot garbage.
I still think they're hot garbage. All they did was park the bus and defend for 90 minutes. Yeah. And they were given a penalty at one point. So.
All right, today, Brazil-Mexico.
Brazil-Mexico today should be a fun game. Both teams are wide open. Should be a lot of counterattacking in that game. It actually should be a really fun watch.
Then I get a little jolt, Belgium-Japan.
Belgium is going to be a fun team to watch throughout this entire tournament. Japan's going to try to park the bus there and counter for 90 minutes. But you should see enough creativity from the Belgian squad to have a couple goals go in this afternoon.
I have Sweden and Switzerland tomorrow.
The Nordic country and the neutral country. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a 90-minute slugfest of tactics in that game. If you want offense, I don't know if I'd necessarily watch Sweden-Switzerland.
And Colombia-England, that should be a good one.
Colombia-England's going to be just a lot of fun, a ton of fun. I can't wait for that game.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll keep up with that, man. We're going to talk Yankees in the next segment.
Talk Yankees? I might ask Tiger Woods questions, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, we can do that. I'm looking forward to it. Also, Urban Nirvana. Hey, friends, I keep telling you, man. Urban Nirvana, my wife and her friend, they didn't do massages in Atlanta. They did pedicures instead for her birthday, for my wife's friend's birthday. So that was nice of them while we played golf. But they kept talking about when she comes back up that she's going back to Urban Nirvana because she came one time and said, you know what, it's the best that I've been to. How about that, man? In that big city Atlanta, the big city folk said Urban Nirvana is still the best that she's been to. So I got a little Urban Nirvana talk this weekend. Hey, go by and see our great friends at Urban Nirvana. UrbanNirvana.com. They have locations in Columbia and in Greenville, locations in Charleston, multiple locations in each of those cities. In Lexington, they've got them everywhere. Do the hair coloring stuff. Do the spa, the massage. I told you, man, I couldn't imagine being pregnant in this heat. And all the things going on, so the prenatal massage stuff, the couples massage stuff, the stone massage stuff, take care of it. Guys, it's as easy as you can do. You couldn't be more easy than this. Just click on the green tab, purchase your gift cards. You can have an email to her. You can email it yourself and print it out yourself. It's Urban Nirvana. Check them out online. You're gonna love it. UrbanNirvana.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment 2 with Zach Orr, and your turn right after this.
Head to Bojangles and get 2 delicious sausage biscuits served hot off the grill. For a limited time, get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Celebrate the 4th with $4 during Aaron's 4th of July event. You heard right. Just $4 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances with no credit needed. And as always, there's free delivery and setup. So celebrate the 4th because just $4 gets you started. Visit a participating Aaron's store or Aaron's.com. June 29th through July 4th during Aaron's 4th of July event.
July 1st and 4th online only. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
A big change is coming to your walls with red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets of our best interior and exterior paints. Even better, you'll also get a satisfaction guarantee. That's money in your pocket and confidence in your project. Come in now for our best prices of the season on paint, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through July 4th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only, see store for details.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, say you're back. Bang, bang,
there goes your heart. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber and harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. Hey, if you're looking for a full-service lumber yard with every single delivery on time, in full, every single time, there's one that can do it. They'll do it great for you. They won't let you down any stretch of the imagination. You're going to love it. Harbin Lumber wants to be there for you. They want to team with you. They want to make sure that you get everything you need. That'll make sure you understand everything about it and like understand, look at all of the options for you. They want to educate you about all the different vendors and, you know, look at the best, you know, most efficient way as far as ordering goes and things on these lines. They do a great job of that. They know this in 100 years that if a builder, remodeler, handyman, if their customers aren't making money, then guess what? They're not in business, and they're in business. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember number 353-5053. Before we get to segment two, I don't do Facebook very much. I usually go to Facebook on like Sunday night, see if anybody had a baby, anybody died, anybody needs any help. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, the usuals.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like just the big stuff, because the rest of it, I don't. So I click on it and look at the very first thing that pops up this morning on Facebook is Kelly Graham and there's a surprise birthday party for.
No.
I see you.
Oh, no.
I see Kristen.
No.
I see Quok. And said these amazing people surprised the heck out of me last night. I don't see my picture in there anymore.
Yes. It is Kelly Gramlich's birthday today.
Oh, man.
So happy birthday to one Kelly Gramlich.
Mm-hmm. That's not the point.
The point is I did not throw the surprise party.
Who did?
Her boyfriend, Nick.
I don't like him.
No, can't stand him. The worst.
All I ask is to be included in a little bit, but that's fine, man. That's fine.
Well, you have to take it up with him. Take it up with her when she gets here later.
I will.
You should.
Well, believe me, I will.
Good. Good.
Anyway, segment two, what you got for me?
Let's talk a little bit about Tiger Woods first. Let's talk about the Quicken Loans National over the weekend. The big story first and foremost out of this was Doc Redman's eagle there this weekend, right? You saw the eagle, I
nice
imagine.
Stuff, Doc.
Nice little stuff there from 140 out one hops one into the cup. It's always fun to see.
Shoot 64 yesterday.
Shoot to 64 yesterday. I think it was T38 the time he finished. I don't know what he finished
T32.
At. T32. Fantastic. So Doc Robin with a nice little showing at the Quicken Loans this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The big story, though, the giant story.
Francisco Molinari shooting 62 and winning by 8 shots.
21 under. Takes a purse of $1.3 million home.
Last year was like 7 or 8 under. This year's 21. He played great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, our boy, finishes T4, 11 under. He led the field in birdies this week. Tiger Woods... enjoy the new putter, evidently. The old mallet.
Yeah.
The old TaylorMade. Really seemed to find a groove on the putting green. He was seeing some putts go in. Still was making and missing, excuse me, some gimmies, essentially. The ones inside 8 feet. There was numerous times this weekend where he lips those out, runs them past. They just weren't even close. That needs to get fixed before the British in a couple of weeks here. Overall thoughts on Tiger Woods and his showing at Quicken Loans this past weekend?
I thought he played well. I mean, T4 is another step in the right direction. He was kind of in contention, but he really wasn't because Molinari just ran away with a 62 on Sunday.
You can't play defense in golf, can you?
No, nothing to do about that. But, A, it wasn't a great field. We know that. But still, you know, from his standpoint, you beat Ricky Fowler, you beat the Neiman kid. That's a really good player now. I mean, you beat some good players. So, another step in the right direction. Tiger, if you just look at, I mean T4, let's look at Tiger's, Tiger Woods' results this year.
It was funny to see a 66 kind of be disappointing on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, 6 birds, 2 bogeys on Sunday there.
Yeah. He loses momentum sometimes in rounds.
Yes. Yes, he does.
And that's fine. I mean, that's going to happen at times. I listened to Frank Knobloch this weekend talk about what's success for Tiger, not success for Tiger. And Frank's got very low expectations, and Knobloch says, just finish the year with no back issues and, you know, move forward. And, you know, he'll be winning down the road. But so far this year, in the calendar year, all right,
mm-hmm.
23rd at the Farmers. He missed a cut at the Genesis. Didn't play well there. 72-76. Then 12th at Honda, 2nd at Valspar, 5th at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, 32nd at the Masters, 55th at Wells Fargo, 11th at the TPC, 23rd at the Memorial, missed the cut at the U.S. Open, didn't play well, and then 4th at the Quicken Loans. It's been a good solid year for him, man. Those are solid stuff so far. Nothing great, but considering the comeback, considering the rust, everything that goes through it, the guy's had a pretty good year so far.
He's only really threatened to win a tournament once or twice, maybe. The Valspar, I guess you could argue this on Saturday. He was right there. He was within two. He
top five at the Bay Hill and in fourth this week.
Was he really close at Bay Hill, though?
Well, Rory ran away on Sundays. This has happened to him a lot where guys just run away.
Yeah.
He's got, as far as top 11s or top 12s go, he's got 1, 2, 3... He's got 5 top 12s. I mean, he's in contention. He's not, he hadn't won one yet. He's going to win, though. I'm telling you, he's going
to
win.
He finishes tied fourth. Need to be top 50, was it? He qualifies for the Bridgestone, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You got to be in top 50 to qualify for it, I think.
So he qualifies for the Bridgestone.
What is he now? World ranking.
He needed to finish fifth. I'm pretty sure I talked to Andrew Finley of Andrew, or Finley Golf there.
Yeah.
And I think he qualified for the Bridgestone, but I'm not completely sure on that.
Look, he's made 1.8, you know, something. He's 47th in the FedEx Cup stuff. That's not bad. And he didn't play in the fall part of it. That's not bad. 11 tournaments.
Is it 47th in the FedEx Cup, or is it top 50 in the FedEx Cup rankings, or is it in the World Golf Rankings?
I think World Golf Rankings.
I thought it was FedEx, but let me just double check that.
Anyway, 11 events, 3 top 10s, 7 top 25s. He's made 9 cuts. It's a good year, man. He's had a good, solid year. He hadn't won yet. He's going to win. We got the British Open now. You got the PGA. You got to slate him for the Ryder Cup, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, why would you not? He clearly has the ability to strike the ball well.
Right.
If he can...
The back's holding up.
If the back can hold up, if the putter can continue on this trajectory, I feel like he's a no-brainer as a shoe in there, especially if he can somehow, some way, have a strong showing over over the pond there at the British. We should see him selected for the Ryder Cup.
JD in Piedmont is a really good texter.
Good morning, JD.
And makes a good point. And he says players no longer fear Tiger on Sunday. At one time, players would back up to him on Sundays. I don't disagree with that, but who do players fear now?
No way.
Okay, I'll ask you this. Is it gotten to the point where Tiger's not as good as he used to be? Yes. Would they back up to him back in the old days? Yes. But have we just gotten like the sports psychology-wise where no matter who you are, they're not backing up to you now?
Does that change if he wins again?
No, I don't think it changes. I think the players now are just different. That the idea that if you're playing good, they're not going to back up anymore. They're not going to back down anybody anymore. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
I feel like if he can win one here and prove to himself and prove to the tour and the fans and whoever that he can do it, that there's an element of psychology there based on who he is.
I don't think so. I think his players now
still talk about him in the highest of lights.
Yeah, but
they
players
talk about
now,
hearing that
they're
really
not scared
about
though.
All these things.
They're
I don't know if they're scared of anybody, but I'm positive there has to be some kind of thought that goes through their head of who's behind them, who's making that roar across the golf course.
But you say that, but like Molinari yesterday, Tiger got within four a couple times, and the guy shot 62. If Tiger would have won, I'm not saying he would have shot 62. If he would have won a week before or something, you'd go, oh, no, here comes Tiger. I think these guys are so good at sports psychology now. They're sure. So well-versed that they've got this thing figured out. They're not backing up anymore. They're not back up to Tiger or the next who's the next superstar? When Dustin Johnson's in contention, number one player in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's backing up for Dustin Johnson. When Rory's in contention, nobody's backing up for Rory. When Spieth's in contention, not backing up for Jordan Spieth.
Sure.
So just because because they did in the 90s, I think psychology-wise, sports psychology-wise, all these guys got these guys now. They don't really care who's, like you said, you can't play defense. So what? Who cares?
Can't play defense.
Nobody's backing up. Look at the guys who played with him this weekend. Yesterday he plays with this Brunson Borgoon. Never heard of him. Guy shoots 67. He's playing with him. Brunson Borgoon, whatever. Who is this guy? Nobody's heard of the guy.
It's a terrible field this week.
It's a terrible field. But the guy didn't back up because he's playing with Tiger. But if you play with Tiger 20 years ago, maybe. But I don't know. I think these guys, if Tiger would have won 10 times this year, would Brunson Borgoon shot 77 instead of 67 yesterday?
No, but I assume if you look at his post game, he's asked about Tiger Woods.
Yep.
And probably
got his picture made with him.
Probably
like
oozes and goozes about how excited he was and how it's a round of a lifetime.
You said it best, though. So what, the guy, you can't play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Just go golf my ball.
Yeah.
I think these guys have figured it out. And I think, again, they got every sports psychologist in the world that all that other stuff doesn't matter. Look what they're doing on Sundays. Look what Rory did at Bay Hill on Sunday.
Look what he did at the Masters on Sunday.
Look what, look at that Valspar. Who won that one?
Wasn't that DeChambeau or whatever his name is?
No, who won that one there? Anyway, but these guys aren't backing up. But they're not going to back up. Tiger won 10 times. He's not going to back up anymore. He won forward, dude. Taking care of business. Anyway, TCB. Anyway, hey, it was another good, solid top four. That was good. Very good.
Another good, solid top four.
Yep.
And of course, the big news coming up here is the next 3 days is Yankees Red Sox. We want to talk about that a little bit.
Braves, man.
Oh, excuse me, Yankees Braves, but Yankees
we
Red Sox.
We dusted the Red Sox.
Yes, we did. Took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. Well, first spanked of all, them. Chris Sale took us to behind the woodshed.
That's
two nights ago. Still an elite pitcher. Still at the top of his game. The best lefty in baseball. It's not even close. And it's not even close because the worst lefty in baseball pitched last night for the Boston Red Sox. Gave up 6. Count them, 6 home runs. Or, I'm sorry, he gave up 5. The Yankees, Red Sox gave up 6. 2,019 feet of home runs the Yankees hit last night. Judge hit one in the first. Hit a whole solo shot. Gleyber Torres hit a 3-run bomb to right field. Aaron Hicks hits one. Kyle Higashioka, they call him Higgy, hit his first career hit last night, and it was a home run off of David Price. And then Aaron Hicks hits one in the fourth as well. Got knocked around in the Bronx. He went 3 1/3 last night in New York. Needs to, quote-unquote, change his approach against the New York Yankees. David Price, the punching bag for the Yanks last night. Did you watch any of the game?
I did. I did. I watched the balls fly out of the ballpark. This game was over in like the second inning.
It was a hot night, and the air was conducive to those balls staying up and getting out. So it was a lot of fun to watch.
The other thing you saw was like the ball didn't fly for the Red Sox, because Severino.
They didn't, because Luis Severino is right now the best pitcher in baseball. And it was a ton of fun to watch him work again last night. 98 to 100 miles an hour on the fastball. He averages 98 miles an hour on the fastball. So that's always fun to watch.
Yeah.
Throws a circle change at about 89. Throws a slider there as well. And the slider is just devastating.
Yeah.
On his strikeouts this year, it's the strikeout pitch for him. It's about 65% of the time he throws that for the strikeout pitch. And it's been devastating. For Braves fans, lucky for you, you will not be facing Luis Severino in these three-game set. You, my friends, will have three guys that, frankly, you could beat. These are not the three strongest arms in the rotation for the New York Yankees. You're going to have Domingo Germán. You're going to have Johnny Lozaguia. And then CeCe Sabathia for the rubber match there. Should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to go back and forth with a lot of you. But just know, they call them the Bronx Bombers for a reason. You're playing up in New York. You're playing into the July 4th holiday here. Stadium should be packed. It should be a lot of fun, and can't wait to do it.
Hey, one quick note on this. I'm looking right now. Paul Casey shot 65. When Tiger finished second, Paul Casey shot 65.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, he got in contention at Bay Hill, and Roy shot 64 on Sunday. Yeah, remember it was Webb Simpson that just ran away with the players. You know, but my point is, like, guys aren't, no matter who's in contention now, guys aren't just backing up.
Sure.
I mean, look at Koepka at the U.S. Open this year on Sunday. All these tough conditions, and he goes out and shoots, you know, 68. Fleetwood shot 63 on Sunday. The guys are just better now. Texture Daniel says, I disagree, Mickey. Imagine Daniel disagreeing with me. Never understood that, huh? So standing outside the Masters on the final day, you could hear the roar of a Tiger birdie miles away when he was winning. The current golfers have no idea that's a Tiger, what Tiger roar is like. Psychology goes out the window if we get the Tiger roar back. I disagree with that. The guys, how? These guys are spend days at a time with their sports psychologists. The Tiger, can you play defense at all? No. All you can do is go do yours, and they're handling pressure.
There are players on this tour that are, you know, one ply soft. Like, they are just ridiculously soft on this tour. Justin Thomas, again, is in the news for fan tackling him, right?
Right.
There are times where if he can prove he can win again, I think there's only one player that can do this. I think it's Tiger Woods.
I don't think they care about Tiger Woods or Dustin. They don't care about Dustin Johnson. Dustin's better than Tiger, right?
Sure.
Would you want to back up to Dustin now?
Don't care about Dustin Johnson.
Why would you care about Tiger? Here's
because
the point.
Tiger's bigger than the game himself.
I think you guys are 100% wrong. Here's the point.
If you have a lead on a Sunday in a golf tournament, you're there. You got about a 3-stroke lead. You're excited about it. You got your old Eldrick Woods, the group in front of you there, and he is absolutely bombing the ball, making a run here. There's roars all over the place. You're standing over your ball. Hey, you know, you're about to take a swing here. Your place is going nuts. You're hearing it echoing
yesterday
through the valleys. It is something that goes through your mind.
It happened yesterday.
There's no doubt about it.
And what did Molinari do? He shot 62.
Sure. At the Quicken Loans.
It doesn't matter, man.
At the Quicken.
Look at what happened. Look what Patrick Reed, how he played on Sunday at Augusta. Here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guys aren't winning 3 and 4 and 5 times a year. You know, Justin Thomas, one of the nine bridges, is that his only win? Ricky Fowler, one of the hero. Dustin Johnson's won once. Jason Day's won the Farmers. Now, Bubba's won a couple of times, I guess. You know, Mickelson winning once. You win once. And like, yeah, Bubba's won twice. But you win once. But, see, the next week you go away. But during that 1 week where you get hot, that's just how it is, man. These guys, they don't care who's – all they can do is control their ball, and they've got it figured out psychology-wise that you could have roars all over the place. You could bring back Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer roars. It doesn't matter. These guys are shooting 62 and 63 and 64 and 65 on Sunday, no matter who's in contention.
There is never going to be a time where I say the PGA golfers and their people on the tour have it figured out psychology-wise. They just don't. They have guys that shoot great rounds every once in a while, and they will. But there are every weekend there are stories of guys who fold under pressure.
They do. But Zach, here's the point. Weekend. There's so many guys now that one or two or three or four or five of them aren't going to fold. If in the past you had eight guys who could win, there's a chance that eight guys might fold. Now you've got 50 guys who can win, and 50 guys aren't going to fold. Francisco Molinari doesn't win but once or twice a year. And he gets hot on a Sunday, shoots 62. I don't care. He didn't care who's in contention. That's 62. Now, next week, he might shoot 82. But there's so many of those guys and that was my point about Spieth a few years ago, that these fields are so deep that, yeah, you know what? There might be some guys who back up got Tigers on board, but not all of them. Not 50 of them. I'm just telling you, man, these guys are so athletic now. Their swings are so good. The equipment's so good. They're in such great shape. They got the sports psychologists and nutritionists and all their workout guys, and they're doing all the stuff that when the putter gets hot, when they get in a little roll, and you're just look at the Sunday scores. Look at what happens.
Sure.
It's Jason Day, or it's 1 week, and then the next week it's going to be Rory. Then the next week is Webb. Webb Simpson has done nothing since. It won't. And 1 week is DeChambeau, and then the next week it might be Koepka, and the next week it might be Molinari, and the next week it might be, you know, even the super, non-superstars, the Landrys of the Poulters of the world. But Rory's shooting 64. John Rahm's shooting 64 on Sundays. There's just so many of them now.
Let them win one first.
Well, it won't affect them.
Let them win it. Let them get that in their mind. These guys grew up watching Tiger Woods. They grew up watching him dominate the sport.
And then when they play with him now, the guy shot 67 yesterday. Never heard of the guy. The guy shot 67.
He lost to Tiger Woods. He's 6.
Yeah, but so what? He didn't.
Tiger beat him yesterday
by one shot for fourth place.
One shot don't matter in golf anymore.
Yeah, but Zach, you completely missed the point here. If the guy would have backed down from Tiger Woods yesterday, he wouldn't have birdied two of the first three holes, and he wouldn't have shot 67 because, oh, my God, I'm playing with Tiger Woods.
Guy shoots the round of his life yesterday because he's playing with Tiger Woods. He's unbelievably over the moon, excited about it. Right. Still loses to him.
Right,
But
he didn't back down.
Let him win a golf tournament, and we'll see the effect.
No.
You're off the Tiger Woods bandwagon. No. I'm disappointed about
it. No. I'm on the bandwagon that there's so many great players right now.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
That the fields are so deep right now that one guy, and that's why Koepka's not going to win again this year. That's why Justin Thomas might win one more time this year. Rory might win one more time. You're just not going to dominate them, man. Nobody's going to dominate anymore. There's too many great players out there. Anyway, got to take a break. Hey, we'll come back for more. Love to hear from you more after this break.
The Kelly Grammer Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chandler Catanzaro, former All-ACC kicker at Clemson and current kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grammer Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca only for a 10-count mini.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks,
The Exacts offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. The Exacts Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on Exit 27 or off Exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
Clemson Fest, the area's premier Independence Day celebration, has enhanced the fireworks show and has moved to a new larger location on 18 Mile Road in Central. This year's expanded event will be on Tuesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. Admission is just $10 per car or $5 per individual. Remember, Clemson Fest on July 3rd will be held at our new location at 1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Come into Lowe's for July 4th savings and give your favorite space a fresh new look, whether it's indoors or out on the deck. Get $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stain. Then invite some friends over to show off your handiwork. Don't forget to get the grill going with a two-pack of Kingsford charcoal, now only $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 7-Eleven and via rebate. Kingsford offer valid through 7-4. See store for details.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The American Style Barbershop, the cultural icon, is back, but it's back with the modern touches. And now for guys, it's a place to relax, get a classic haircut, a classic shave, as men's styles change. So did the, you know, what we deal with salons and all this kind of stuff. Well, now we're back to just men being men and men getting their haircut and men getting their classic shaves and their straight razor shaves and razors off the back of the neck shave. You're going to love it. Men, treat yourself. You know, you pick up the kids, you do all the things around work, you got so many things going on in your life. Treat yourself. You're going to look good. You're going to smell good. You're going to, your lady's going to notice. It's off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. It's Roosters MGC. Call them today, 884-8920, 884-8920. On our Helter text line, 986-1566. Merck from Simpsonville says, Mickey, I agree with Zach. There hasn't been anyone on tour like Tiger for over 10 years. If Tiger was playing like he was 15 years ago, you wouldn't say what you're saying because these players being safe because they have sports psychologists. Pressure's pressure, and each player handles it differently regardless of whether he has a sports psychologist. Well, Tiger in 2012 won. Let me go back and make sure I'm right by saying this. It's not like, it's not 15 years ago. It was 6 years ago. And he won a bunch. Did they fear him 6 years ago?
Was he winning majors 6 years ago?
No. Tiger didn't win majors 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But he won six times. No. So which one's it going to be? Which argument are you going to use there?
Which argument are you going to use?
Yeah. Did he, when he won, let me make sure. I don't want to say six times. Bear with me a second. Let me see what Tiger did in his years. Because the major point here is, let me give you this point first. Francisco Molinari.
Molinari.
Yeah. Who's had a better year so far, him or Tiger, going into yesterday?
Tiger.
But yesterday he shoots 62.
How many times has he won on the European Tour?
Several times. On the PGA Tour this year, he has, let me give you the results. He's in 13 events, he made 11 cuts, 6 top 25s, 1 top 10.
And so Tiger had the better year on the PGA Tour.
Right. And then yesterday, he got hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's 50 Francisco Molinaris out there. Because Francisco Molinari finished 25th U.S. Open, missed the cut at the Players, 16th at Wells Fargo, 49th at the Heritage, 20th at the Masters, 17th at the World Golf Championships, 26th at Bay Hill, 25th at Mexico. What happened? 40th at Phoenix, 45th at the Farmers. What happens is, like, he got hot this weekend. And you say, well, now he'll go back to being nobody for the next couple of months. But the point is now there's 50 of those guys that can do that. And so while he might back down because of Dustin or Tiger or whoever, Rory, who is playing great, the point is that one or two or three of those guys won't back down. The chances are if you got eight guys who can win or 10 guys who can win and 90% of them back down, then one guy's going to be there to battle you in the end. If you got 50 guys, 90% back down, you got several more guys that are having a chance to win. The fields are just so much deeper now than they were back during those days. Yeah, Tiger was better then. Tiger was a much better player then. He was younger, his back was fine, and he was a great player. Tiger Woods will never be that again. He's not going to be the guy that's going to go dominate fields and shoot, win the U.S. Open by 15 strokes. That's never, ever, ever going to happen again. But the biggest change now is,
he's trying to be hurtful now.
No, I'm just trying to tell you what's the truth is.
He's trying to hurt my feelings.
No, I'm just trying to say like Tiger made a statement this weekend. He goes, man, I thought 10 under would have been a pretty good score. And Molinari shoots 21 under. So the point is, let me see. I think it's 2012. He won a bunch. Yeah, 6 years ago, he won three times.
So not six times.
Well, in 2013, he won five times. That's what I was thinking of, 13.
Okay.
He won five times in 13. He didn't win a major. But in 2013, he was playing better. But people didn't back down from Tiger Woods in 2013 because there were just, well, some did, but there were just more players. And go back and look at, shouldn't guys, when you say guys are going to choke, they might. Because Tiger Woods in the field, yeah, one or two might back down a little bit more, but my goodness gracious, man, look at what's going on and how deep these fields are when a Webb Simpson, Justin Rose, Justin Thomas. Remember earlier on it was Cantlay and that Kazir cat. Ricky Fowler's won once. Dustin Johnson's won a couple times. John Rahm, Jason Day, Gary Woodland, who hits it a mile. You know what? At the Phoenix, Gary Woodland just got hot that week. That was the week he putted it well. He's done nothing since, but he hits it so stinking far that was the one week. Bubba's won a couple times. Phil Mickelson. Mickelson, how many times, look, you play great one week, he wins, and then Mickelson hadn't done anything since then. He disappeared. But the point is, if 50 guys out there now, Rory and Poulter and Reed and Herschel and Jason Day and Webb Simpson and Aaron Wise now and DeChambeau now and Koepka now, the point is that a couple of guys will get hot a couple of times.
Sure.
Yeah, there's some guys who are still scared of Tiger, who are scared of Dustin, who are scared of Rory, who are scared of Justin Thomas. Who's scared, and they might back down. But there's of the other 48 aren't, or the other 45 aren't. And then of those 45, the two or three or four that are playing good, on Sunday you're going to shoot 62 or 63 or 64 or 65. So, yeah, Tiger's changed. Tiger's nowhere near as good as he used to be. And he'll never be that again. He's good. He's better than I thought he was going to be. He's better than all of you thought he was going to be because he's been in contention a bunch. He won five times in 2013. Well, the fields are just better now. The younger players are younger and stronger and swing speeds and all the technology that's out there and all the sports psychologists out there. They're not a couple of them, yeah, but not everybody's going to back down. They're just too good now. That's the biggest change.
I mean, they backed down in 2013.
Did they back down in majors in 2013? Because that's what you just told me, you tried to use the major argument.
Well, which one do you want to use?
They didn't back down in 2013.
He was playing better.
He was playing better golf.
Four strokes at the Farmers.
He was playing better golf in 2013.
Was he?
So, in other words, the entire world changed in 5 years, and now Tiger is no one's scared of him anymore. But back then, everybody was scared of him. That's crazy. The fields are deeper now. He was playing a little bit better, and there's more players now who can win. That's all that's happening. He was a couple of shots better, and now there's 25% more guys who can win. Simple as that, I think. He's getting better, man. He's putting himself in contention now. He'll break through. But when he breaks through, if Tiger won the next three majors, people aren't going to back down from him in 2019, 2020, because there's just too many of them. Does that make sense at all? You're buying that? I mean, you're not believing it. Does that make any sense at all?
I mean, I understand your argument. I think it's dead wrong.
Put it this way.
But I understand.
Put it this way. In the East right now, you could say, well, they backed down from LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, you know why? Because the East sucks. In the West, the Warriors and the Rockets and OKC and Portland and whatever, not all those teams are going to choke, you know? Does that make sense? It's so much easier to win the East because there's only one good team, right? It was the Celtics and the Cavs. Now he goes out to L.A. Now he's got to beat all those teams and San Antonio. And see, it's just more people, but more chances of it. I hope it makes some sense. Molinari now goes back to being nothing. He didn't say, oh, Tiger got, you heard of the Roars yesterday? Tiger got with it close. You know, the guy did shot 62. The Roars are back. Matter of fact, they were louder yesterday when we seen the guy on Tiger Tracker. Remember, they said, I've never heard Roars like this year. And the guy shoots 62.
I think you're off the Tiger Woods bandwagon.
I'm not. Hour two right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Head to Bojangles to get a large 32-ounce legendary iced tea for just $1.
Hey, Tiger fans. Did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours, and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company.